Chapter 21. And it came to pass, at our sailing, having been parted from them, having run direct, we came to Cus, and the succeeding day to Rhodes, and thence to Patara. And having found a ship passing over to Phoenicia, having gone on board, we sailed. And having discovered Cyprus, and having left it on the left, we were sailing to Syria, and did land at Tyre, for there was the ship discharging the lading. And having found out the disciples, we tarried there 7 days, and they said to Paul, through the Spirit, not to go up to Jerusalem. But when it came that we completed the days, having gone forth, we went on, all bringing us on the way, with women and children, unto the outside of the city, and having bowed the knees upon the shore, we prayed. And having embraced one another, we embarked in the ship, and they returned to their own friends. And we, having finished the course, from Tyre came down to Ptolemais, and having saluted the brethren, we remained 1 day with them. And on the morrow Paul, and his company having gone forth, we came to Caesarea, and having entered into the house of Philip the evangelist, who is of the 7, we remained with him. And this one had 4 daughters, virgins, prophesying. And we remaining many more days, there came down a certain one from Judea, a prophet, by name Agabus. And he having come unto us, and having taken up the girdle of Paul, having bound also his own hands and feet, said, Thus saith the Holy Spirit, The man, whose is this girdle, so shall the Jews in Jerusalem bind, and they shall deliver him up to the hands of nations. And when we heard these things, we called upon him, both we, and those of that place, not to go up to Jerusalem. And Paul answered, What do ye, weeping, and crushing mine heart? For I, not only to be bound, but also to die at Jerusalem, am ready, for the name of the Lord Jesus. And he not being persuaded, we were silent, saying, The will of the Lord be done. And after these days, having taken our vessels, we were going up to Jerusalem. And there went also of the disciples from Caesarea with us, bringing with them him with whom we may lodge, a certain Mnason of Cyprus, an aged disciple. And we having come to Jerusalem, the brethren did gladly receive us. And on the morrow Paul was going in with us unto James, all the elders also came. And having saluted them, he was declaring, one by one, each of the things God did among the nations through his ministration. And they having heard, were glorifying the Lord. They said also to him, Thou seest, brother, how many myriads there are of Jews, who have believed, and all are zealous of the law. And they are instructed concerning thee, that apostasy from Moses thou dost teach to all Jews among the nations, saying, Not to circumcise the children, nor after the customs to walk. What then is it? Certainly the multitude it behoveth to come together, for they will hear that thou hast come. This, therefore, do that we say to thee, we have 4 men having a vow on themselves. These having taken, be purified with them, and be at expense with them, that they may shave the head, and all may know that the things, of which they have been instructed concerning thee are nothing, but thou dost walk, thyself also, the law keeping. And concerning those of the nations, who have believed, we have written, having given judgment, that they observe no such thing, except to keep themselves both from idol sacrifices, and blood, and a strangled thing, and whoredom. Then Paul, having taken the men, on the following day, with them having purified himself, was entering into the temple, announcing the fulfillment of the days of the purification, till the offering was offered for each one of them. And, as the 7 days were about to be fully ended, the Jews from Asia having beheld him in the temple, were stirring up all the multitude, and they laid hands upon him, crying out, Men, Israelites, help! This is the man who, against the people, and the law, and this place, all everywhere is teaching, and further, also, Greeks he brought into the temple, and hath defiled this holy place. For they had seen before Trophimus, the Ephesian, in the city with him, whom they were supposing that Paul brought into the temple. All the city also was moved, and there was a running together of the people, And having laid hold on Paul, they were drawing him out of the temple, and immediately were the doors shut. And they seeking to kill him, a rumor came to the chief captain of the band that all Jerusalem hath been thrown into confusion. Who, at once, having taken soldiers and centurions, ran down upon them, and they having seen the chief captain and the soldiers, did leave off beating Paul. Then the chief captain, having come nigh, took him, and commanded him to be bound with two chains, and was inquiring who he may be, and what it is he hath been doing. And some were crying out one thing, and some another, among the multitude, and not being able to know the certainty, because of the tumult, he commanded him to be carried to the castle. And when he came upon the steps, it happened he was borne by the soldiers, because of the violence of the multitude. For the crowd of the people was following after, crying, "Away with him!" And Paul being about to be led into the castle, saith to the chief captain, "Is it permitted to me to say anything unto thee?" And he said, "Greek, dost thou know? Art not thou, then, the Egyptian, who before these days made an uprising, and did lead into the desert the 4,000 men of the assassins?" And Paul said, "I, indeed, am a man, a Jew, of Tarsus of Cilicia, of no mean city a citizen, and I beseech thee, suffer me to speak unto the people." And he having given him leave, Paul having stood upon the stairs, did beckon with the hand to the people, and there having been a great silence, he spake unto them in the Hebrew dialect, saying,